We discussed last week the Sugya, the Mishnah, where a Shoel tells the Mashil to send it via Bincha, Bini, Avdecha, Avdi, Avid Ivri, Avid Kanani. We discussed the different Shittas in the Rishonim, whether the Chiyuv is because of Shlichus, that the Shliach who brings it, the Ben or the Shliach, becomes a Shliach of the Shoel to be Zochet for him, or some other kind of Kenyan just by the Mashicha, the Mashil making a Mashicha for him. That was one Malach, basically Shlichus and Kenyan. The other mahalach is arvus, that when the shoel told the mashil to be motzi hotzos al piv, to take the behema, the property, out of his rishus and let it go in the street via the shliach, that's a din arvus. The Rishonim actually discussed this both in Kedushin and above Metziah, both in the cases where he said shlach al yidei ploni, as well as in the case of achishol b'makal v'itavo. Achishol b'makal v'itavo, Rav says, works. Many Rishonim say that Shmuel is cholik, that we don't pass Kenchisha and Makal works. In any event, why does it work according to Rav? Again, some Rishonim say it's a gedder of Arvus. And why does, if there are Shittas in the Gemara that disagree, why did the Rishonim disagree? So, two possibilities they give. One possibility is because he didn't say Vaschayev and Ilach explicitly. The other idea, the Ramban Sheet and Kedushin, is that because he wasn't really motzi hotzos al piv irrevocably. He was still able to retrieve it. As long as you're able to retrieve it, there's no din of arvus. Ramban is not entirely clear. In the case where you said shlach al yedei bincha or shluchacha, was he also able to retrieve it? If so, would arvus be shaykh over there? Not entirely clear. But in summary, the idea is both in the cases of shlach al yedei shliach as well as in the cases of achishav makal, there are rishonim who say arvus. And if it doesn't work by Chishuv Makal, there are two main reasons given, either because it's not irrevocable Hatzah, or because he didn't say Veschayev and Ilach. Many Rishonim discussing Arvus in these cases bring in the idea of Zrok Man Aliyam, that even though that if you hold Zrok Man Aliyam as Chayev, even though nobody actually got Hana, it doesn't matter. As long as the Motzi was Motzi the Hotzos, then the Ari becomes Chayev. Zrok Man Aliyam is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rosh says you're Pater. Machlokas and the Ramaz brings both days, not clear how we paskin. Mavucha and the poskim, how we paskin by Zerok Man Liam. And it seems to be Pashtus, a Sveka Dedina. We mentioned also a machlokas between the Nesivas and the Erech Shai, how to apply the idea of Zerok Man Liam to the case where he sent via a normal Shliach, a normal adult Bardas. The Nesivas takes for granted that when you send something via a Shliach that is not Zerok Man Liam, the Chisaron of Zerok Man Liam does not apply, because a Bendas has it. The Rosh Hashanah said that still Zrok Man Liam, because he wasn't Nana. He's just a Shliach. He's just a delivery boy. He didn't have any actual Hana. So Lamaisa, nobody was Nana. It didn't get to the recipient. The recipient, who is the one who is going to be Nana, never got it. The Shliach has no Hana. So it's Vaitre Zrok Man Liam. That was a Machlok Zachronim. Additionally, we mentioned the Shita of the Mogen Shal, Rav Katzen Ellenbogen, B'Shem, Rav Gershon Mendel Ziv, that the whole idea of Zrok Man Liam is limited to a case where derech shtus, zrok man liyam, throw the money away, just waste money, throw it into the ocean. But anything which is derech mekach umemkar, a normal type of transaction that people do with a reason, with a rationale, is not zrok man liyam. The idea is somewhat mechudish and somewhat shver, because there are many cases in the poskim, some of which we mention, who take for granted that any time lemaisa somebody wasn't nana, it's automatically zrok man liyam, in spite of the fact that it's not derech shtus, it's a normal business, normal type of business deal. So, for the remainder of the Chabur today, I want to discuss, develop the sugya further, discuss other aspects of Zrok Man Liam in Choshen Mishpat, in the context of Shomer in particular, see how the poskim deal with, apply the rule of Zrok Man Liam to other types of cases. The Ritva in Bav Metzia, very famous Ritva, it's brought by the poskim all over Choshen Mishpat, one of the great Yesodos in Choshen Mishpat. The Ritva is going in the sugya Nezu Neshach of Parvasa de Zulshvat. The case there was someone told his shliach they had a business deal. They would buy wine in a certain place where the wine would be cheap, and they would sell it somewhere else where it would be sold at a good profit. He told the shliach, you do this. You go buy the wine. We'll have it. Different Shatman, the Rishonim, where the Zulshvat was the cheaper place, the more expensive place, exactly what the arrangement was. But generally speaking, the idea was he told the shliach, we have this plan. You'll buy low. We'll sell high. We'll make lots of money. The shliach didn't do it. Just didn't do it. Chose not to do it. Got busy. Got lazy. Didn't do it. So the Mishalach didn't lose anything, but he lost the chance to make profit. So the Gemara says that the Shliach is chayev to the Mishalach to make up for the hefzid. The Gemara discusses asmachta. The Gemara has a chiluk between whether it's gazin, whether that if you promise to pay an arbitrary penalty, that's asmachta. If you just promise to pay the money that you were mafsid, the mishalech, that's not an asmachta. So as long as it's not a shail of asmachta, the Gemara says that he's chayev. The Ritva asks, why is he chayev? What exactly is the mechayev here? The Gemara doesn't say that he said, I'll be chayev. He didn't make any kinyan. He just said, do this plan, go do this. And he paid the shliach or not. Whatever the case was, he told the shliach, go buy the wine and we'll resell it at a profit. I'm relying on you, he told him. And the shliach didn't do it. Doesn't say anything about a kinyan, doesn't say anything about a hischayevus. So forget a smachta. What's the tzad? What's the mechayev in lamdus and din? What's the mechayev for the shliach to be chayev? So the Ritva brings one shot that you have to make a new kimta, that he said, lehedi, I'm going to be chayev, made a kinyan even maybe, but an explicit hashna that he's chayev, that's the re. Then the Ritva says, Mori harav tirei, this famous yisod. Ritva says, you don't need an explicit, the Ritva's Rebbe says, you don't need an explicit Kabbalah, you don't need a kinyan, you don't need anything. You're chayev automatically. Anytime I rely on you to do something, and I have expectations to make money or not to lose money based on you doing your part of my plan, and you don't follow through, you don't live up to your side of the bargain, you're automatically chayev. In American law, they call this reliance damages, promissory estoppel. If I'm samech on you, and it's clear that I have the right to be samech on you, that you made a commitment, and you don't follow through, and I thereby have hefsedim, or even mnias harevach in this case, that itself is a mechayev. The Ritva says, you're mechayev midin arev. Even though arev, normally there is an explicit hasna, and arev typically says, tein mana leploni vaniya shalem, vas chayev anilach, and I'll guarantee it. That does in the Ritva, in other words, up till now, mostly we saw arvus in the case where there is an explicit hasna, you're using arvus to solve the problem of kinyan, of where's the mechayev, where's the kabbalah, where's the kinyan. The Ritva here basically is saying that arvus does that, but it also takes care of the fact that there's no explicit hasna. As long as you promise to do something and we had an understanding and you were supposed to do it, that itself is arvus. That's arvus. And the Ritva says another din, which is based on the same principle, schiris paala. It's mavur in Ha'omnim, l'chal ha'pachas in the poskim in ha'omnim, that if a balabayas promises Poelim a job and he doesn't follow through, he doesn't give them the job, either side is chozer, the balabayas is chozer and the Poelim are left without a job, or the Poelim are chozer in ways that the balabayas has a hefsid. In either case, there's a mechayev for each side to make it up. It's not clear why. The Gemara calls it davar avod in some cases. When the Poelim caused the balabayas a hefsid, it calls it davar avod. When the balabayas caused the parlam a hefsid, it's not really clear. The Gemara is not even clear there's a chiyuv at all. The Rishonim say there's a chiyuv. The Ritva touches up the chiyuv of each side who backs out and causes the other side a chiyuv. What's the mechayev? So the Rishonim and the Achronim in particular, struggle mightily over there. We learned this last year. Great, great pilpul to try to understand what the chiyuv is. Some say mazik, other types of ideas over there. Takana tachamim, davar avod, whatever the different sheetahs in the poskim are. The Ritva says the mechayev is arvus. That's the yisod of arvus. Anytime somebody relies on somebody else, Ritva acknowledges it's a great yisod. Zedin Gadol calls it. Anytime somebody relies on somebody else, and because of his, what the law calls detrimental reliance, he has a hefsid, or even minyas harevach, we see, he's chayev, and that is the din of arvus.
It's very different from the din of arvus we've seen until now.
Because?
The din of arvus in the Tilna, in terms of creating kinyanim.
That's what I'm saying.
There was no transaction here. We just had a discussion. In the shliach case, I gave him money. So you could say the money I gave him to take, that was
Again, let's talk about Zerok Mon Aliyam. Zerok Mon Aliyam is not a transaction in any sense of the word. I took money and I tossed it I tossed it into the garbage.
You could discuss whether or not the fact that was Motzi Mamon Al Piv is a Mechayev.
Meheres B'Shev Al Tata. I wasn't Motzi B'Kum Vaseh. I gave up an opportunity to do something. You're right. Here it was B'Shev Al Tata mostly. So
there was nothing that happened that could even function under the normal.
Right. It certainly doesn't sound like Shlichus and Kinyanim. It sounds like a whole new lamdus. The mere fact that I had a hefsid because of a decision I made, decision.
It sounds like Stama Monetary Cheshbon. Stama Monetary is something Mayan Hezek at best.
Okay, the Ritva calls it Arvus, which right. Sounds like a different idea.
But how is that going to make a Kinyan? The Gemara uses that for Kedushin. How is this responsibility going to create Kedushin? Unless he's saying there's two dinim.
The Ritva calls it Bahia No, but Bahia No, the Samachalev, and Nasin Lamamon, and Mashtabin Lamidin Arev. It's a Bahia No, the Kesvara. You listen to me.
That he didn't go to get another worker?
Why is it such a Hana? You mean I hear? And look at me. It may need further Hesber, but that's what the Ritva says.
Ultimately, he says the Hana is doing it in all these cases.
He uses the Lashon Hana. It's hard to know if that's the Ikr Svar. He does say Bahi Hana, yes, which the Gemara says, but he does say Bahi Hana. That's what he says. So Rabbi Kveger in the Drush V'Chiddush, Rabbi Kveger says, wait a second, as we just mentioned earlier, the other Rishonim struggle to explain, Tosus, the Rosh notably, struggle to explain what the Chiyuv is, let's say for a Baal Bayis who costs the Poel a job, and they taka say, Mazik, Rameir, Don Dina Degarmi. So he says, Bechara the Ritva has a great point. He doesn't bring the Ritva explicitly. He says, why are the Rishonim struggling? Rekreger seems to think the Ritva is Pashut, if the Ritva is straightforward. He says, why are Tosus and the Rosh struggling to find reasons for why the Baal Bayis is chayav for the Poel? He says, all that discussion of Garmi, of Mazik, that's only when we have no contractual relationship. I didn't have anything to do with you. I did something which caused you a hefset. Here he says, Gregor's lashon is b'shibein atzmo. All that is by lo nishtabed atzmo. Here he says b'shibein atzmo v'zem mafsid al dvarav havi kamo kinyan al pidi buro manichin es Baal Bayis havi kaomer zrok man liyam v'chayav nilach v'doketiv. He calls it Arvus. He tells his Rokman Liam, they gave up a job and didn't get anything for it. They ended up high and dry without a job. He also says, Nishtabid Atmo. Again, he doesn't mean Nishtabid Beferish. The Gemara is not talking about a case where the Baal Bayis said explicitly, if I back out, I'll pay you anyway. Rikveger Nemzon, that just like Zrok, very similar to the Ritva, that just like Zrokman Liam, Vaschayev Anilach, you're Chayev because if you have a Hefsid which you incurred based on your listening to me, based on your relying on me, then I have to talk and make sure that you don't have that Hefsid. So here too, Rikveger says, you don't need to come on to Rameir and Garmi and Mazik and Draban and whatever it is. You don't have to come on to all that. He says, you should be chayav al zrok man liyam. In the Sefer Gedulei Shmuel, he says, you know, I'm not so nispalo from Rikveger's question, he says, because he takes Rikveger very literally. Rikveger says, you chayav because zrok man liyam. Zrok man liyam is a big machalik Rishonim, he says. The Ritva, as a matter of fact, he says, is one of the Rishonim in Kedushin, and maybe in Bab Metzia also, that the Ritva holds Zrok Man Liyam is Chayiv, and he talk explains the Sugya in Shoel based on Zrok Man Liyam. He says, Echisho Makal is Chayiv, Rav held it's Chayiv like Zrok Man Liyam, and the other Amaram said, since you didn't say it's Chayiv, Nilach, then you're not Chayiv, even though Zrok Man Liyam is Chayiv. The Ritva is very good. The Ritva taka holds that Zrok Man Liyam is Chayiv. So for the Ritva, it was taka Pashut to say that the Machayiv in Poelim, in the Gemara in Ezer Neshach, is always Alts Arvus. Masha'enkin, he says, Tosus and the Rosh Taka, I don't know about Tosus, but the Rosh Taka is the Rosh V'Rishon, no pun intended, of the Rishonim who held, another pun not intended, of that the Zrok Man Liyam is Potter. So Mamela, the Rosh couldn't say Arvus. The Rosh held Arvus and not Nageya because it's Zrok Man Liyam. Not Kedai Kach, it's the Rekreger's Taka Tamua. But how could Rekreger ask a Kasha based on the Hanacha that Zrok Man Liyam is Chayev? Who said Zrok Man Liyam is Chayev? It's not a Gemara, the Rosh himself holds Potter. So what exactly does Rekreger want by saying he didn't even bring the Ritvi? He just said, Pasha, you should be chayav like Zrok Man Liyam. What kind of question is that, especially on the Rush? So Kenira, Rekreger didn't necessarily mean that he held this was dumb at Zrok Man Liyam. He used that Lashon. Lachari, you have to say, he didn't mean it was Mamash Zrok Man Liyam. L'mashal, this Ritvi I mentioned earlier is a great Yisod. Post can bring it all over Chosh Mishpat. And Nesivas in particular goes around bringing this Ritvi in at least four different places, in Shinvav, in Kovayin Vav, and in a bunch of different simanim, the Nesivas goes around, bring this Ritva in different contexts of shutfin, of shluchin, where one shutuf or one shliach relied on another shutuf, relied on his shliach, relied on somebody else, another party to a business deal, and the other party didn't follow through, and he had a hefsid. The Nesivas always goes around bringing out this Ritva and says, oh, the Ritva says, even if it doesn't fit into the regular gedarim of mazik, it's not mamish mazik, it's at best only a grama, doesn't matter, anytime we have a relationship, and I'm selmich on you, and you promise me to do something, you promise to do something, and I rely on you, you're chayav because of the Ritva. I mean, Tolia and Zrok Man Liyam, we mentioned last week, the Nesivas, while there are some steers, the Nesivas in a couple of places says the Iker is that Zrok Man Liyam is Potter. Similarly, the Chasam Sofer says this Ritva is a Yisod Gadol. The Chasam Sofer says that he says, Ladina lo yachlak adama Ritva. The Ritva is Muskim. To call it Muskim is a shtickle pella, the other Rishonim answer explained the Gemara differently. Chamsofer himself brings at the end, he found maybe a Mardechai, maybe he says, even though I think the Ritva is right, he says, there is a Mardechai, who's Mashma Fakert, so when the Dintara comes to me, I'll make some kind of pshar. I'm not going to pass like the Ritva, lock, stock, and barrel. But the Chamsofer names on that, Kipshuto, the Ritva is right. If the Ritva's din, like the Gedulei Shmuel understands, is based on Zrok Man Liyam, it's hard to say that it's such a din muskum. I mean, Zrok Man Liyam, the Rishonim would disagree. The Ramah brings both deis. Some Achronim and Kedushin learn, it's only a Chumra for Kedushin will choshish for him. Ikra din we pass, and Zrok Man Liyam is Potter. So from all these mashmaos is the fact that Rikvegar asked the kasha for such a davar pasha, the fact that the Chasam Sofer and the Nesivas bring this ritva as a yisod in halacha, it seems that they may not have understood it was that the ritva talk in the fifth parak in Nezer Nashach and the sugya of Zul Shvat doesn't say anything about, I mean, he doesn't really say anything about Zerok Marna Liyam. Does he even mention Zerok Marna Liyam? He says, Yuchayim Midin Arev. I don't even know if he says Zerok Marna Liyam. Rikvegar Taka says the word Zerok Marna Liyam. But it could be Rikvegar also is Lav Dafki. He just means you see from the Musik of Zerok Marna Liyam to such a Bechina of Arvas. And even though some people are Chalek, it's for the Zaytig a reason that it was Liyam. Could be these cases are not called Liyam. Why wouldn't these cases be called Liyam, be called Zerok Marna Liyam? Self, nobody was Nana. When the worker showed up for work and gave up all his other jobs, Lamaisa, nobody was Nana. You still have to explain why these cases would not be Zerok Marna Liyam. Maybe like that Mug and Shal, that it wasn't Derech Shtus, it's a big Chiddush that you sowed, but maybe some other reason. I'll call upon him. This is one other area where the question of Zerok Marna Liyam comes up. In these cases of the Yisod of the Ritva, of a promissory estoppel, when I rely on you to my detriment, that there is a big sign in the post game that the Chiyuv is because of Arvus. The question has to be asked, why isn't it Zerok Marna Liyam? We have to decide, is it or isn't it Zerok Marna Liyam? Why or why not? So that's something of an unresolved question. Another area where this comes up is going back to Hilchos Shomrim again, is in Hilchos Pikadon. It doesn't come up in Reish Shadi Aleph or Shin Mem. It comes up way back in Simon Ayin Zayin, Hilchos Halva. That's where it discusses Shnayim Shalavu. If you have two Lovim, so there's a halacha that they become Arevim Zelazeh. So there's a discussion, Machlokes, Ramah, and Shach, Minastam, if two people take a Pikadon together, do they automatically become Arevim Zelazeh or not? The Ramah says, Minastam, they don't. The Shach says, Minastam, they do. Both the Ramah and the Shach seem to take for granted that there is a Musig of Arvus on Pikadon. If they would say, Lahedya, we'd be Makabalus Pikadon together, and each of us are Makabal Arvus for the other one, then there would be Arvus, just like Halva. Machlokes, Ramah and the Shach, is whether Minastam, there is Kabbalas Arvus or not. So there is a view that's Cholik. Machan Ephraim and the Shar Mishpat both say, who cares whether he meant it or not? How is there Arvus on Pikadon? How is it even Shayach Arvus on Pikadon? There is no Arvus on Pikadon. Why not? Because it's Zerok Marna Liyam. The Lashon of Machan Ephraim is that in a regular case of Arvus, again, they bring the Lashonos we discussed last week, a Bendas, somebody out there got Hana. Somebody got something. He says here, the Nifka doesn't get any Hana. The Nifka is a Nifka. We're not talking about a She'ela necessarily or a Schir. It's about regular Shomer Chinam Shomer Sachar. The Nifka didn't get anything. Now, the Shomer Mishpat does say that in a case of Shomer Sachar, you can say that's called Matyilei Hana, because he got the Schar. As far as we discussed last week, in some cases, if he got an indirect Hana, that's also called Matya Hana, not the Hana of the Chayfetz Yibim Kabbal Arvus for, but an indirect benefit. We mentioned that the Mug and Shul tried to bring a Raya to his Yisod, that there's no Zerok Marna Liyam when it's not Derech Shtus. One of the Rayas he brought was from a case where somebody said, I want this teenager to get a job. You accept him into your employment, and I'll take responsibility for anything he does wrong. So, sure enough, something went wrong, and the Shaila was, Kuv Mechayev Al Tzarvus. So, the answer is yes. The post can say yes. So the Mug and Shul asked, why isn't it Zerok Marna Liyam? He broke something. He didn't get any hana from it. He didn't steal it. He didn't eat it. He just broke something. He was careless and he smashed some glass. So that's Zerok Marna Liyam. The answer to is that's not Zerok Marna Liyam. He tried to answer it's not Derech Shtus. But I wanted to say that he got hana. The hana was that he wanted the guy to get a job and the guy got a job. So that's hana. I'll call upon him. That's what the Shomer Mishpat says. That in the case of Shomer Sachar, that's not called Lo Mati Hana LeBendas. That is hana LeBendas.
Item that broke, he accepted Achrayas in return for giving the guy the job a week ago, didn't he?
Yeah, but the
when the guy started working.
What's the Arvus over there? We're not talking about Arvus for the Schar. The Arvus is I'm worried this kid is gonna.
So he took Arvus for the kid's damages.
Yeah, so
can't take Arvus in return for the guy giving the guy the job.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying. The Arvus is for the Hezek that he causes. The Hezek is talking out Hana, but the Hana is the job. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. So the Shomer Mishpat is saying essentially the same thing. That it's true that the Shomer is not getting Hana from the Chayfetz, which the Arev is Mekabel Arvus for, but he's getting Hana from the job of watching the Chayfetz, which is good enough.
He's Mekabel Arvus for every Chayfetz in the shop, but there's Mekabel Arvus on the kid.
When you're on the kid. The kid didn't get damaged.
The kid
Achrayas is to the Chafetzim in the shop. I mean, you're looking at it, it's not Arvus for the Chafetzim, it's Arvus for the kid. All right.
We didn't know the Mamazik.
Okay, we can be done, I guess, whether that's just a shorthand way of saying I'm a kaval arvus for any chayfet that you put at risk for this kid. Yesh lodin. A call upon him, that's what we can discuss the Magen Shaul, but that's what the Shem Mishpat is saying, that for Shomer Sachar, he agrees to the Ramah and the Shach that there is arvus because the Shomer Sachar is getting Hanah, he's getting his char of the Shmira. But a Shomer Chinam, he and the Machan Ephraim, Shomer Chinam for sure, and the Machan Ephraim doesn't get into this chiluk. The Shem Mishpat and the Machan Ephraim argue that there is no arvus because nobody got any Hanah. Even though the shomrim here are both adults, they're not cherishot v'katan, and they're not goyim, but alpha v'kain, they're adult Jews, but they didn't get any hanah. The shomrim just had a responsibility to watch the chayfets, so there's no arvus. So again, this sounds very much like the machlokes between the nesivus and the erech shai. The nesivus and the erech shai are arguing by a shliach. If someone gives something, if you tell them give something to the shliach to bring to me, so that's a shliach, that's a shomer. It's a very similar thing. In the case of the erech shai and the nesivus, the shoel told the mashal, give it to my shliach. So the rishai says, shliach didn't get any hanah. That's rok man liam lamati hanah le ben das. Nesiva seems to hold no. Lamaisa the shliach got it. So even though he wasn't nana from it, but he got it. A ben das had the chayfetz. It sounds very much like what the Ramah and the Shach hold, that we don't care if the nifka got hanah from it. Lamaisa is a ben das who got the moment, and that's enough. That's enough to be called that it got to a ben das. You could argue, maybe you can mechalik between them. Maybe you can argue that the case of the nesivus, I think this is what you were saying last week, the case of the nesivus, he was getting it for on behalf of the other guys. Maybe that's even better. I'll call upon him. Basically, it's a similar machlokas. Do you need mamish literally hanah lebendas, or do you need the mamon got to a bendas? That's enough to be called arvus. The truth is, there is a third shita here. There is a shita who holds this is literally called hanah lebendas. This is an idea that appears in the Chuvas Rosh Besamim, as well as the Nachal Yitzchak. They bring the Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Gemara says, every Shomer, in the Sugya of Master Shomer Chinam Lias Kishoel, the Gemara says, Bahi Anad, Nafik Leikol, Dinish Mehemnehu, Gomeru Meshabe Nafshe. That anytime a Shomer is entrusted with the Chayfetz, entrusted with property, that itself is Anad, the Hanav of Nafik Leikol, Dinish Mehemne. So these Achronim want to say, That is called Mati Hanah Leben Das in these cases. He says, Nafla Kol Demnusa, Gomer Meshabe Nafshe, that's called Hanah. So they want to argue that it's Pashut, it's a regular case of Arvus. It's not telling in the whole idea of Zerok Manu Liam, that the Ramon the Shachol is Pashut Hanah because of the Mati Hanah Leben Das. L'maisa, the Avnei Miluim rejects this. The Avnei Miluim says that Nafla Kol Dinish Mehemna is not called Hanah. Brings several rayas. He wants to say, one of his rayas is every Shomer Chinam. Wanting to say every Shomer Chinam should become a Shomer Sachar because he's getting Hanah, the Hanah of Nafik Leikol Dinish Mehemnehu. If that's Taka called Hanah, then why don't we make every Shomer Chinam into a Shomer Sachar by Hanah? So the Miluim says that you have to say that this Hanah of Nafik Leikol Dinish Mehemnehu somehow only works when you're Masna Shomer Chinam Lias Kishoel. Like he brings Takatosis. Tosis Taka says the Svara that people think he's a Shoel, so that's the Hanah. They think he's so trusted that he made him into a Shoel. When you're Matan Elias Kishoel, then this Hanah becomes a major Hanah, and then Taka's considered Hanah. Mashenkin, Stam, a case of a regular Shomer, who just Makabal Arvos, or just Makabal Shmira, not undertaking any Chiyuvim of Shoel, then this Hanah doesn't count. Now, not so simple, because Tosis brings two terutzim. This svara that because the Olam thinks he's a shoel, is only one of Tosis' two terutzim, and we saw the Ksos, Reish Tadi Aleph and Shin Mem, seems to learn it's machlokas between the two terutzim of Tosis. A call upon the Ksos, the Avni Lum, in principle, though, sides with the Ramah and the Shach, he's doche the Rashi Besamim and the Nachal Yitzchak, who want to say that Bahi Hanah is considered Hanah, that's Mati Hanah Leben Das. The Avnei Lum says, no, in a regular case of Arvus or Shmira, Bahi Hanah is not called a Hanah, so the Machan Ephraim and the Shomer Mishpat are basically right, that this case is not considered Hanah Leben Das, and Mele will be telling on the din of Arvus of Zrok Manu Liam.
Can you say that the reason that Stam Shomer Chinam doesn't become more than that because of Bahi Hanah is because of the concept of Yarda Torah, the self-dying shall be anthem. Like, if the Torah said that that's that's what a person has in mind. That's including the fact that he has that he has that hana.
I mean,
it's already accounted for.
Any hana which is present in every shomer, the Torah still said Yerusha Rechinim al Karachach. You still have to understand why, Taka. Why is that hana worse than all than Prutah Rav Yosef and 100 other small hanas? All you need is a Prutah to make you into a shomer Rechinim. So you still have to understand what's Taka Pshat. Why would they? But you're right. I mean, ultimately, you can't say that we should, it should actually be the Yerusha Rechinim because al Karachach the Torah said not like that. Yeah, no, no. Let me see if he says it any more clearly than that. He says, "Ein lomer that this hana is called hana. The mahaya hana, lehavi shomer sachar. The dogma he brings is apotropa shemenu based in that there there's a sheet in the Gemara that says that if based in makes someone an apotropa, even if they're not paying him, he becomes a shomer sachar because by hana he's a distinguished person. He's someone based in trust. He becomes the Gemara uses this exact lashon. By hana the nafikli called dinish mehamnu." So how is that call of Inish Mehemna different from every call of Inish Mehemna, of every Shomer Chinam? So Al-Karchach, he says, what Takab Shad? Lo Chashiv Hana. So you're saying maybe Al-Karchach, the Torah, held that lesser Hana, the Torah is saying it's not enough. Okay, then you have to understand why. You know, if they're both worth the Pruta, yeah, it can be Mechalik. You could say that somehow the Torah knew this Hana was so small that the Torah understood that people don't, you know, that Hana somehow is less of a Svara, that he should want to be Mechayev himself than a Shomer Sachar.
That's what he's saying. He's just saying, and therefore it's not Hana anywhere.
He's saying that the...
We see from the halacha that he's not a shomer zacha, that must be the sana doesn't count.
And the same way it doesn't count for shmira, it doesn't count for arvus either, you're saying. The Torah is megala to you, and it's not just exeris kosim and shomrim, that it doesn't count, it's you can learn the Torah is megala, that this hana, right, it's not nechshav hana and chashim mishpah. So the last area I want to discuss in this topic, and this is somewhat negei lemaisa, is the question of deliveries and related questions. If Reuven tells Shimon, I want to buy something from you, send it, put it in the mail, put it on the train, send it by somebody. So in a typical Mechach Memkar case, what's the halacha? Is the customer liable as soon as the seller ships? Or do we say that until he gets it, he's not chayev? Now obviously in real world situations, there are usually going to be minhagim or laws or contracts that govern. Typically, I think we understand that generally the customer is not liable until he gets it. If it gets lost or stolen en route, sometimes you have to prove it. You have tracking numbers, face of us. But in general, I think the minhag certainly is in the modern world that the customer is not liable. So even if the seller can prove he shipped it, the seller is still responsible and has to, I think Amazon says that explicitly, when you sell through them, you are responsible for the shipment until it gets to the buyer. But Eich Shehiyah, what's the halacha? Shuras Hadin. What's the halacha in cases of deliveries, in cases of orders, where you tell somebody to send it? So do we say that there's some kind of din of arvus or shlichus going on? So shlichus is usually not going to be, again, going back to the Mishnah Shoal, there are two main mahalchim in the Rishon, either shlichus or arvus in these cases. Shlichus is often not going to be nageh, because the UPS or the USPS or the carriers will typically not be Jews, and that's a pretty well-established halacha, ein shlichus ligoy. So if you're relying on shlichus, you're not going to get too far. It seems, barring some kind of new din of Situmtu or Minhag, again, Mikra din, it seems the only way to really create a chiyuv would be Arvus. That, if the seller is a non-Jew, then he's not Meshuvah to Dintar at all. But in any case, we order from a Jewish store. It seems the only way to Mechayev, assuming they were not sending it via a Jewish courier, the only way to be Mechayev would be Arvus. There would be some way to say that when they say we were Motzi Al-Piv, Even though it was to a bendas, the carrier is usually going to be a bendas, but we saw that even to a bendas, it might be a shayla of arvus, it might be a shayla of drachma and liyam. So how do we pass in these types of delivery situations? Is there a chiyuv based on arvus or something else, or is there no chiyuv? So first, there's a tshuva of Rav Hai. Rav Hai basically discussed a similar situation. This case was a little more complicated. There were two shutfin, one was here and one was in some faraway country. Some, call Reuven the local shutuf, some friend of the local shutuf told him, please ask your remote shutuf in the other country to send some schara back and I'll pay for it. I'll pay you for it. So sure enough, the local shutuf sent the message to the remote shutuf. The remote shutuf sent it and it got lost en route. Not through anybody's fault, it just got, it was stolen en route. What's halacha? Is the person who placed the order chayev or not? So Rav Haigon said, the psak is as follows. If he said explicitly that I'm mekabel achrayus right away, that as soon as you ship it, I'll become chayev immediately. If you said that explicitly, then you are chayev. If you're not mekabel achrayas, even though I told you send it, I authorized you to send it, I said buy it, then I'll pay for it. If you didn't say lehedya that you're mekabel achrayas right away, you are not chayev. Doesn't get into lumbus, doesn't really discuss arvus or shlichus. He just says that that's the halacha, that he's not chayev unless he explicitly said that he's mekabel achrayas right away. Lachar, this din is really very similar to the din in Ashoel. Just like the Shoel told the mashal send it, there the Mishnah says you are chayev right away. As long as you authorize it, you're chayev, either al shlichus or al zarvus. So shlichus, we said, might not be shayech, assuming we're not clear who is being sent by, but if it was a non-Jew or not a bar shlichus, wouldn't be shayech shlichus. Arvus lachara should be shayech equally as much there as in the Mishnah. So it's not exactly clear. Again, he doesn't bring any riots, doesn't really get into any svaras. Sorry?
The din of lokeach.
Yeah, so the question is, what's the difference? Right. The question is, why the question you have to see, right?
By Shomer, why are we assuming he's taking the Chayas in the first place?
By
Shomer, why are we assuming he's taking the Chayas in the first place?
When he said Shlachli?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Who said he ever had to ask to take a Chayas?
He's telling you, what's Pshat on the Mishnah? What's Pshat on the Rishonim who learned? And that is the Chi of Achrayas.
This understood Shlichus or any of these things. Maybe he meant ask the guy to do me a favor. I let him take a Chayas.
I hear, right. So
I thought there was. We just thought it was Medine Shmira. The same reason he takes a chrayas b'chalal for Shmira. She's doing miyatovas. I take a chrayas. It's understood. Quite, how do you get it to my rishos? Whatever point I'm telling you to let go of it, that's where I start taking a chrayas.
Since the shomer al karchach, part and parcel of Shmira is Kabbalah Zachrayas, so here it makes sense that the Kabbalah Zachrayas should be projected forward as soon as you started cooperating with me, as soon as you did what I wanted you to do, and you were motzi mirashusim, Hashem Kane. By Lekech, maybe there's a Svara. I'm not Mekabel Achrayas at all. When it's mine, I have to pay you for it. But there's no Stam Kabbalah Achrayas. So that's what Rav Chaim means. I never meant to Mekabel Achrayas because why should I? Because why, you know, Mechatesi? I'm not a Shomer. I'm not someone who's Mekabel Achrayas. So Mechatesi, is any Kabbalah Achrayas going on here whatsoever? All right. Interesting angle. The Nesivus Taka says, Nesivus Taka is Matmiya on Rav Chaim. The Nesivus says, he named on for Rav Pashut, you should be chayev right away. He calls it shlichus. He uses both the lashonos of shlichus and the lashonos of arvus. The sivus and kufayin vav. Why shouldn't you be chayev? He says you're my shliach. You should be chayev al arvus. He says too. He says he calls it. Sivul alahotzi mamon ashurtus vahotzio al piv, which is usually the arvus language, unless it's lav dafka. He says, "Amadi Yechayev." He says, "The only time Rav Chaim meant that you're potter is if it wasn't stated as send it to me. It was stated as like when you go into a store and you say, oh, you know, I want to buy this product. If you would have it in stock, I would buy it. So you say, you know, if you get this in stock, I'll buy it. So if you make it clear that your arrangement is not starting till later, that I'll buy it from you if you get it, then Amadi Yechayev doesn't start en route. But if you say send it for me, send it on my account, then you're going to be Chayev."
What was it like?
Depends how you say it. And see if this is Lashon is. That Tzarech Lomar Demayri Shet Tziva Lo Sheyikne Behu Yitin Revachem Al Aschar. I tell you, Oz Lo Avishliach. I tell you that you get it in stock. What I think he means is you get it in stock, and I'll buy it from you. So the store is not making an order for me, but you're telling the store, get it, and I'll buy it off you. But it's clear that they're not acting as your shliach. Mashenkin, if you say buy it for me, ship it for me, send it for me, then avadim and astam, you archive as soon as they ship it for you.
I mean, this wasn't in the warehouse at the other.
Where was he when he made this deal?
No, I mean the distant shutoff wasn't manning the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking, they didn't have it in stock.
I'm not entirely clear, you have to read the case more carefully, whether they had it in stock or not. The original Lashon of Rav Chaim was that the customer asked the local shutoff to ask the remote shutoff, the Yizvon li midam ploni v'lashadrilet, which sounds like what you're saying, that even the remote shutuf didn't have it in stock. He was asking the remote shutuf to buy it and send it. When the Nesivus talks about the tshuva, he says, he also says, right, if he would buy it on his behalf, avada, he would be zocha. So he's meeting shlichus, meeting arvus, whatever it is. So he says, tzarech lomar, right. He's assuming like you, Taka, that that he talked to the Nevin Stack. He told him buy it, but he didn't say buy it on my behalf. He said, you know, he said get it and I'll buy it from you, basically.
It's like the same idea by Paul, where he tells him to.
Right, and in the case of the rush, in the case of the rush, and the end of that, the Schwartz is saying the Shuvah is a rush, and the end of Paul, and Shin Lavin Gimel, the rush talks about a case where a person went to a Paul and said, make me a certain product and I'll buy it from you. And then the customer backs out. So the rush says, if it's a perishable thing, it's not going to last, then he's chayev because he was garim him a hefzid. So the Siva says, you know, what do you have to come on to grama and hefzid, like we discussed arvus, we discussed earlier? Just say he's a poel, he worked for you, and he chayev for mitzvah hilchos poel. He said, because it's not a poel. You didn't say, make it for me. You said, I want this. If you get this, if you make this, I'll be willing to buy it. He's not working for you. He's working because he knows that he has a customer who promised him to become a customer. But he's not actually working for you. Sounds like the Siva is saying something similar here. That when Rav Hai said you're potter, if you weren't mekabel achrayus, he meant if you didn't say do it for me at all. But if you said ship it for me, send it to me, that send it for me, then you're going to be chayev midin arvos or midin shlichus.
Even the whole taina was mitzad the kinyan.
I'm sorry?
So like his taina was mitzvah, the etzim kinyan was already shlichus or arvus or whatever.
Could be. It's that already is a whole separate mavucha, whether we'll discuss another shuv like that in a minute, whether a kinyan itself without a shlichus itself is mechayev you. Might as well turn to that now. There's a shuvah or ashpa.
So that would affect the chilek that I was saying.
That a customer versus shomer?
Right.
Because?
Because here there was, the issue was the etzim transaction that he did. That transaction was done alpiyuv.
Again, if it's shlichus, then yes, that the transaction was alpiyuv. If it's shlichus, yes. If it's arvus, then I'm still not sure. If it's arvus that you do it and I'll become mischayev, not because I was kana, but because
you got it on my behalf.
Right.
You received an item. That's not you received it and you were both. That's not real hana getting the item.
I didn't get it, but you bought it for me. You bought it and made it in a way that you're going to make it available to me. So would that be called hana? Let's talk about another case or two like that. The Rashba Taka talks about a case where it wasn't sent, it wasn't lost, nothing happened to it. What happened was, Reuven told Shimon, go buy some stuff for me, and I'll pay for it. You know, I'll pay whatever it costs, with a profit, without a profit, whatever it was, get it for me and I'll buy it. The specific lashon was, Kach begadim elu ve'eyeshut afimcha, buy it for both of us, and I'll, in other words, buy some of it for me. So the guy bought it. Now he wants to back out and say, I changed my mind. There's no kidding. I'm not. You take it. I'm not interested. So the Rashba says, nothing doing. You can't do that. The Rashba says, you're like an arev. Tavi ka'arev b'shas matan mos, and you're chayev. Now the Rashba, the havmin of the Rashba had why you shouldn't be chayev was because you could say m'shatani bach. You could say that I didn't really mean it. The Rashba says, no, you can't say m'shatani bach. It was a commitment. He acted on it. You're chayev like an arev. An arev can't say m'shatani bach. So he says arev, but he kind of brings an arev to explain why you can't say m'shatani bach. It seems to be a machlok sachronim, sivas, the gon, Beis Yaakov, different ways to understand the Rashba. Some seems to have taken the Rashba at face value. The mechayev here is arvus. I mean, the Rashba says he can't say m'shatani bach. That's also true. But besides that, the basic mechayev here is arvus. Since he took the cash out of his pocket and bought the chayfets, there is a mechayev of arvus. Other posts can say, no, the real mechayev here is shlichus. He bought it on your behalf. Either he laid out the money on your behalf or the kinyan was on your behalf. Some say it together of shlichus. He only brings an arvus to prove that there's no m'shatani bach. A whole separate sugya, we don't have time to get into this, a whole separate sugya about whether this is b'chal shayach arvus. Forget zrok man liyam. He wasn't motzi anything. He took cash and he bought, assuming whatever he bought was, he bought it at a fair market value. He wasn't motzi anything. He took cash, not perishable, it was begadim here. He took cash and he ended up with begadim. So maybe that's not called being motzi at all. He'll sell the begadim. He'll find a way. It doesn't say that if you don't sell them now, they're going to be nevad. So it's not a question whether that's called hotzi otzos bechlal. I'll call upon him. The Rashba says that is a form of arvus, and at least some achronim take him at his word that is arvus. That arvus is shayach in such a case too. If I tell you to be motzi, I'll motzi your money and turn it into merchandise. That is a form of arvus. And the Marash Dam has a tshuva where he basically takes his Rashba and the Raigun and goes one step further. He talks about a case where somebody said, send me schara, and you know, it was a case where somebody owed somebody money or someone was going to owe somebody money. So he said, you have to offset your chiyuv to me, to pay off your chiyuv, I'll tell you what to do. You owe me or you will owe me $10,000. Go buy such and such schara and send it to me. And with that, that'll cancel out your debt. So the guy did it, and the schar was lost on the way, and the shayla is basically the same shayla, that who takes the loss here. Can the guy who ordered it say, I never got it, so as long as I didn't get it, I'm not, it doesn't come, the hefset is not my responsibility? Or do you say, no, as soon as he bought it and sent it and shipped it on his behalf, he is going to be, then he's potter. So the Marashdam says that, yeah, that, not exactly clear again, with Mechayev Shlichus or Arvas, but he says that you're going to be potter. That in other words, that the guy who shipped it is considered having paid his chov. In other words, that the other guy is chayav for it. That again, he's down the lashon. Eventually it boils largely down to the lashon. Was the lashon a lashon which is mashma that as soon as you ship it, I'm going to be chayav right away, or was the lashon not mashma like that? In his particular case, he felt that the lashon was mashma that as soon as you put it in the mail, however you're supposed to send it, he's going to be off the hook. Just want to close, running out of time, just close with one last pair of Maror Makomos, a tshuvas of the Divrei Malkiel and the Shur HaShai, both discussing very similar cases where a customer ordered merchandise from a vendor, both of them Jews, and the instructions to the vendor were, put the merchandise on a train and I'll pay you for it. Put it on the train, ship it either to me or ship it to my customers. He was a retailer, so the retailer told the wholesaler, you know, I'm ordering this quantity of schara, I'll pay you for it, put it on the train and ship it to the following addresses, and it got lost. In the Divrei Malkiel's case, it got stolen off the train. Train robbers came and they snuck it out and they filled it with rocks to make the weight be the same, so they wouldn't know where it was stolen. In the case of the Shur HaShai, what happened was, it wasn't actually stolen from the train, what happened was they filled out the bills of lading or the invoices wrong, so too much schara went to the customers and the customers were not giving it back. So basically, practically speaking, it was stolen, part of the shipment was stolen or embezzled or absconded with, so we're missing part of the shipment and the basic
way. Customers got it.
Or the right customers took too much and
that extra amount.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, somebody must have lost, the right customer or the seller, somebody got too much. So the Divrei Malkiel and the Shur HaShai are both done this question. Their versions of this question. So the maskana of the Divrei Malkiel is, he goes back and forth with these types of questions of whether he's mechayev right away or not. His maskana is that since in their case, both cases involve something called a nachnema. I'm not sure exactly what a nachnema is. It's some kind of document, some kind of shtar that says that basically it apparently meant something like COD, payable upon delivery. So he says, when you have a nachnema, that's like as if you're writing mefurish, that I'm going to pay upon receipt of the schara, and I never receive the schara. So the Divrei Malkiel rules that you're not chayev, because that was the understanding that you're not going to be chayev until you take delivery. The Divrei Malkiel is mashma that basically there would be a din arvus here. Toch advarim, he entertains the possibility of arvus. If it wasn't clear that he didn't mean to mechayev till later, certainly if it was clear that he meant to mechayev right away, again, there's no shlichus there. The train operators are not Jewish, but there could be a mechayev of arvus. However, it's not megay lemaisa because the understanding was that you wouldn't pay until it got liado. But basically, there could, in principle, be a mechayev of arvus. The Shur HaShai, however, argues that there is no mechayev of arvus. The Shur HaShai argues, first of all, he says it's a question of zrokman liam, which according to many poskim is potter. The Shur HaShai explains that you know, shlichus is not applicable. He says, arvus, nobody got it. There was grapes in that case. There were grapes being shipped. Lobo ha-novim adayin liad zocha. And many poskim say that there's no arvus, even though there is a shita that there is arvus, but it's a speker d'dini, he says, it's machlok sa poskim. Misafik, you can't be mechayev. Va'od, he says, you have the other svara of the other svara that anytime it's yochel ha-hachzir, there's no arvus, and on the train, he seems to feel it is yochel ha-hachzir, up to the guy on the train, even on the train, maybe it's shayakti machzir. Basically, he says even if he would mean to mechayev explicitly, it doesn't work anyway because the whole mechayev here would be arvus, and there was no arvus on zrok man liyam. It seems that Shur HaShai l'shitase, he's the erech shai. The erech shai says that even when you give something to a bendas, even when you give something to a shliach, that's zrok man liyam. And we keep asking that isn't this case the same case as the Mishnah Nashoel? The answer is yes. And even over there, some rishonim say arvus, but again, as we explained last week, also any rishonim who say arvus over there. The Erech Shai al Karchitz because they hold Zrok Mar Liyam is Chayev. All the Rishonim who say the Mechayev is Arvus, even though nobody got any Hana, the Erech Shai holds that a Shliach is not considered Mati Hana Lebendas, he has no Hana. So I don't know if there's any Svar to say that the train did get Hana, they got Hana from the fare for the train. He doesn't get into that, but I'll call upon him. The Erech Shai says nobody got any Hana from this. between nobody got any hana on my behalf. I guess I don't want to give the train business. That's not my goal here. I'll call upon him. Whatever the hesber is, Erech Shai says that a train like a shliach, that's considered lo mati hana lo ben das. So since l'didon we pass in zrokman liam is patur or l'chalapach sasafek, there wouldn't be any dinarvus befrat because it's yachalach zira. Mashenkin the different makiel. He goes like the other tzadim, apparently, that there is a tzad, either he holds that when it's not derech shus, there's always arva, there's always going to be arvas, or he holds that as long as the ben das got it, even if he's only a shliach, like the nesivas holds, there is arvas, so the demokil holds, in principle, there is arvas here, just that in his particular case, like we do today, the understanding is that the customer is not liable until it gets liado. Just want to close with one last svara. This Kanaran has a tshuva. We don't have time to get into it, but a tshuva on similar questions of deliveries. The Kanaran has another svara why there's no din arvas in these cases. We mentioned last week the case of the customer who told the butcher, shech the animal, and I will pay you even if it's a treifa. So the Rosh said, there's no kinyan, so the customer can back out afterward and he'll be potter. Beis Yosef asked, why isn't there arvas? So last week we discussed the question of Zerok Man Liyam, Rav Ozer's pshat, but the Beis Yosef gives two terutzim. One of his terutzim is that there's no din of arvas here because it's derech mekach u'memkar. The Beis Yosef says arvas is when I say it as a guarantee. I'm not directly getting anything. I'm guaranteeing you do this and I'll guarantee it. Anytime it's begeder mekach u'memkar, I'll buy something off you. You can't then go and you can't then go and try to be mechayev al arvas. So he says, benidim didan. The Zekanaron says in his case, which is also a delivery case. Since it was, the structure of the deal was mekach u'memkar, not arvus, so mainly we cannot invoke arvus. Now, I'm not sure what they would say necessarily about the cases in Ashoel. Maybe then it's not mekach u'memkar, it's shmira, it's shoel. It's not derech mekach u'memkar, there is shayach arvus, but I'll call upon him. This is, again, back to the kind of idea we suggested before. Maybe there are differences between sales and between shmira, pikadon, shlichus, sheela, all those cases are not really mekach u'memkar, so we can be down al arvus, like the Rishonim and Achronim do. Mashenkin in delivery cases, it could be bechlal. There's no idea of arvus at all, and that's why the Zekanaron says in his case, and presumably in the cases of the Divrei Malkiel and the Shurashai too, there'll be no din arvus at all because it's derech mekach u'memkar and not derech arvus.